Let me ask you a question then. Is divorce, when it's taken by itself, I mean, divorce, qua divorce, is that an evil? Is it sinful?
Well, we got to make a distinction here. So, if someone is a victim of divorce, so their spouse abandons them, then of course there's no act of will involved in terms of attempting to sever the marriage bond. And in a case like that, they're not sinning. But when it's a case of someone who violates their vow to be the spouse of the other, for better or worse, sickness and health, to death do us part. Well, then active divorce, an active divorce, is not only a sin, but it's a grave sin. And I guess at this point it would be good to say very clearly that a sin is grave or mortal, death dealing, when it completely destroys charity or love that we ought to have for God and for our neighbor. So when a spouse abandons their wife or husband, and completely violates their lifelong vow of fidelity, then that's a mortal sin, or it's at least grave matter.
So it's the abandonment that constitutes the sin, an
Yeah.
abandonment of the vows?
The active will to abandon the vows to love and serve the other till death do you part. That's a grave sin, yes.
And I don't think many people know that. I mean, I think, we hear all the time, well, divorce itself isn't a sin. It's the remarriage that's the sin. That's the thing that precludes people from communion. But I think even taking a step back, if divorce itself, at least on the part of someone who is divorcing another who is an unwilling divorcee, they want to work on the marriage. They want to continue to try to make it better. Then it actually can be a sin against that other spouse. And that's something, I mean, nobody is talking about right now.
That's right. Let's make it even more difficult, okay? Let's say that both parties of the both members of the couple, that they feel like, well, we've fallen out of love, and there are irreconcilable differences, etc. Okay, that perspective is predicated on a view, more often than not, that love is a feeling that you fall in or out of. I fall in love or I fall out of love. And well, if I fell out of love, it's not my choice. It just happened. We're all victims in that case. And that's not correct. The love that marriage requires, even on the secular and contractual level, in a sense, to put it more basely, is a commitment that no matter how I feel, for better or worse, sickness or in health, I mean, that's no matter how I may feel, I have made an act of will to be yours personally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, for the rest of our lives. Yeah. So when you get it in proper perspective, then yes, even so-called irreconcilable differences as grounds for divorce is ersatz. It's bunk.
So what makes that first vow valid, though? I mean, there are conditions that would make that vow valid as opposed to, people who can get annulments. They're not getting an annulment. They're getting a declaration that their marriage never existed in the first place because of some impediment. But how does that work? What makes a marriage valid?
That's a great question. The way I think most Catholics, even well-informed Catholics, would have the impression, given the developments of the last several decades, that the bar is set very, very high. You have to be willing to consciously and consensually give your whole life over to your spouse. And the fact of the matter is, the bar is not set that high. The bar is as simple as the three questions the priest asks the couple as they're in marriage prep and as they attend the nuptial mass. And it's simply this: do you come here of your own free will to give yourself without reserve to this woman or man for life? And that includes sexually, right? And then you say, I do. Are you open to having children? I am, okay? And that's it. The bar is very low. Do you understand that this is a commitment for exclusive sexual relations and mutual help and assistance in love for as long as you shall live? Yes, you do. Are you open to having children? Yes, I am. That's it, Steve. I mean, it's like, as base as this may sound, drawing up a contract to purchase a house. Do you understand what's involved in getting the loan and buying the house? Yes.
Right.
The bar is very low.
Okay.